Hey, After Buzzers, we are catching up on episodes 2 and 3. So we're going to visit Chicago and New York of So You Think You Can Dance the Next Generation.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
I feel so good right now.
Right? But before we go any further, Sherry and I wanted to just go ahead and give our condolences to the victims of Orlando.
Yes, I wanted to just send a shout out to all the friends and family and just a big hug to everyone because they were out dancing their hearts out and having fun and just living life. And we're here to talk about dance and how to celebrate life and what dance means to us. So we just wanted to send a heartfelt condolence to everybody about what happened.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with you all.
Yes, they are.
But with that being said, I am your host, Yvette Sanchez, and my beautiful host, Sherry, is to my left.
Hey, guys.
All right, so let's just jump right into it since we weren't here last week. So last week we went to Chicago, right? And I was like, am I going to see all that jazz? Oh, you like how I did that there?
Yeah.
Anyways. So Tahani, she was the hip hop dancer. The one that threw up all over Paula Abdul.
I know. She danced her heart out. I mean, seriously, right?
She literally did. But you and I keep saying that as we kept watching the episode and as we watched also the New York episode, we felt that how they gave her her ticket wasn't as...
It was too easy for her.
Yes, it was too easy, and I wonder if they're just trying to hold off really on the criticism with these kids, but I think it's really important to give them constructive criticism, because I think out of all the episodes, I've only heard maybe 2 or 3 constructive criticisms.
There's so many amazing dancers, so I guess they're just not showing everybody, and just maybe the ones that are getting into the top 100, but even still... You know, I think there were stronger hip-hop dancers. She was amazing.
She was. She was amazing. There's not taking that away from her. Yeah. But I just feel their reaction was,
here's your ticket.
Exactly. But with that being said, let's get into who they're sending in and why they're putting them through. Because we remember from last week's episode, I don't remember the young boy's name, but Nigel fought for the little ballroom dancer for him to get through and go to... the academy.
Right.
Yeah, we've got the beautiful performer that was Liza, and he didn't want to put her through. And he told her, you have all the performance, but...
That bothered me. That was in, so that was in tonight's episode,
it
by
did.
The way.
It was in tonight's episode for the New York episode. Liza and... Let me see. It was Liza and Jacob? Joshua. And when she was performing... Jason says she's not as good as the ones we've seen.
I totally disagree with the panel tonight because they were amazing.
There were some steps that I saw that, you know, maybe she wasn't completely under her body like you would be in the Latin dances. But, you know, right after they show that he puts this young boy, Dougie, through. And he says, well, if it was so you think you can perform, you would be amazing at it. Let's go ahead and put him through to the academy.
Right, so
well,
kinda,
what about her? It kind of contradicted what they said.
They were contradicting their judgment.
I don't know if maybe they took her age into consideration because she was 9, you know, and Dougie was 11.
Well, you know, you can't take age into consideration when it's, what is it, 8 to 14
eight,
or eight something?
8 to 13.
8 to 13. So, I mean, if that's the age you're giving and they're showing up and they're giving it their all, I mean, come on. Put them through at least to the academy where they get to, you know, try all the dances
and impress all the judges and you know I really do think that they made a mistake and I'll say that, but I definitely think over the next 2 episodes we have seen our top 10.
Oh, I had a favorite last week and then I had a favorite in Chicago, now I've got a new favorite in New York.
Well,
I mean don't your favorites keep changing?
No,
really, who's your favorite?
No.
right now
if I had to choose, it would be Diana, who was in Chicago, which was the contemporary dancer.
Okay.
This girl made me cry. I had goosebumps all over the place. She just had a ridiculous control to her body that you don't see in a 10-year-old. Yeah. I've never seen control like that. She was on releve holding her balance with her legs straight up above her. And I'm just like, how does that happen?
I know. Like, so I loved her, and then I loved Tate, and now I'm loving Olivia. She was like that little snake slithering around the dance she
was
floor. This,
and Olivia was tonight's episode in New York. New York just brought it, though. I know. New York. But then you also got to realize you got the New York Ballet, you've got Broadway. So, I mean, it is just a...
The competition is fierce.
It is a breeding ground for dancers. Yeah. Like, that's where you're going to find so many dancers.
She was, like, hyper-flexible. Like, I've never seen a leg go across someone's face like that from the back. Well,
yes, when what she was brought that? It... What I don't even know what that's called. I think we're just going to call it the Olivia because I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah.
But I just thought...
I think she's going to do well, really well.
I definitely think she's in the top 10. Diana's in the top 10. And, you know, I have to be a little biased since, you know, I love ballroom and I'm always like, oh, my God, all these ballroom dancers, these ballroom. I've never seen so many ballroom dancers
competing
as I have in the kids one. And I think it's because when kids are starting to get into it, the parents automatically, you know, they put them into ballroom, right? Daniela. The one who her mom trains her.
Oh, my. Amazing.
When I saw the commercial. Yeah. Okay, I saw the commercial, and I saw the mom get up, and she was dancing, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my spirit animal. When I have a child, I will be embarrassing her. Because I thought she was embarrassing her. Come to find out, she is the first Cuban, my people, to win a World Ballroom Championship. So we knew that that little girl was just going to completely slay her performance.
Well, yeah.
And when she got into her starting position, how pointed was her toe?
It was unbelievable.
That arch, I've never
she
seen.
She took it. She
that
took it.
Arch, yeah. I was just, I've never seen an arch like that.
Well,
not
her
even
mom
on
is teaching her, right?
Exactly.
You're getting lessons from the best.
And not even on, she wasn't even a ballerina to say that. In ballroom, when I've seen the professionals, I've never even seen them, you know, point their toe and have such an arch like she did.
Yeah, she's something else.
So
keep your eye on her.
I'm telling you, keep your eye on her, because what I liked about her audition was she showcased ballroom, acrobatics, turns, and leaps.
Yeah. So I think she's going to nail jazz. I think she can nail
hip-hop.
Exactly.
So what she did is what she basically just showed, I am a jack of all trades, and I can do it all. And I thought that was really smart on her part. But what I have noticed is that every time we watch the show, they don't, like you say, they don't showcase some of the people, but a lot of the kids that are going through are contemporary.
Yeah.
They will show you, they'll show the contemporary, and it's maybe like three or four.
Yeah.
So why do you think that they favor the contemporary over all, let's just put it out there, over all styles of dance since they've started, so you think you can dance, why do you think that they favor contemporary?
You know, I used to think they always showed the hip-hop because it's so fierce and happy and fun, and everyone just likes to, like, watch people get down. Mm-hmm. But I think the contemporary is so emotional. There's a connection with the viewer. There's a connection with the dancer. And it's just an emotional dance and the movement. And I think it's always telling a story. And I think that's what relates to people. I think that's why.
And I agree with that, but to a certain extent, because there also was... And I think I see this more in the earlier years of So You Think You Can Dance was Bleeding Love. When they did the hip-hop to Bleeding Love. Anytime it's a slower hip-hop where it's like an R&B song, those can really move you and they can really touch you. But then again, obviously we have to wait to see what the background story is. But to me, the best is if I walk into it, I don't even know the story, and I can interpret it and cry myself.
Right. Was it Mia? I forget the... She was one of the judges, and she got nominated or something for, like, an Emmy Award. But it was a
Mia Michaels.
Mia Michaels, yeah. It was for contemporary.
Yeah.
Why? And because it's so emotional. It hits you at home. It makes you want to cry, you know?
And you know what? You're right. It does.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to, what I've been noticing is that a lot of these kids, I feel like some of them still aren't old enough to learn how to transition smoothly into the next move, or, you know, because some of these kids, you can see it, they're premeditated. They're like, okay,
they'll finish a line, and it's like perfection.
Some
don't hit it.
Some don't hit it, and you can tell that they're thinking about it. So I wonder really how hard their mentors are going to go on them.
Hard. Go hard or go home. This is going to be the most fierce kids dance competition I think there ever has been. Really.
But do you think that they're going to kind of hold back because they don't want backlash from the public?
You know what? I think they're going to be harder than the judges. I think Paula and Nigel and Jason Derulo have been quite nice, to be honest. Their constructive criticism hasn't been much. It's been like, you're great, but work on this, and we really want to see you next year. I think these judges are going to crack down. I mean, we saw a little snippet of what's coming next week, and you can see tears rolling off people's faces. I mean, I think it's going to get dirty.
Well, as it should, because like I said, in this, you know, business, you have to set them up, unfortunately, for failure.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting that I didn't know and I learned in this episode was that they're letting 100 kids go through, and then they're going to get the mentors to choose their top five.
So that means only 50. So right off the bat, 50 are getting cut.
Right. And then down to one. How are they going to do it?
And then they have a week, and over that week is where they choose that one dancer. Now, I honestly think choosing one dancer out of 100 kids, so you get 10, I think that's...
They should have done like a top 15 or 20.
No, they should have done the 20. Like they've done all years. Yeah.
And is the public voting these kids off or is it the judges? We don't know yet. Right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the public because, I mean, they haven't changed any of the voting format from what we know or what we've seen. But, you know, I saw some of the judges and I tried to write down their names as quick as I could. But I saw Jenna, who's on Dancing with the Stars. I saw Gabby, who was a tapper. I saw Robert, which I believe was in maybe season 3 or 4.
Yeah, there's a lot of like.
I saw Jonathan, Paul.
Way back.
So I'm surprised to see the faces that I see, but I was hoping maybe some of the bigger names.
I was going to say the same thing. I wanted to see Twitch. I wanted to see like.
Allison.
Was it Travis?
Travis Wall.
Yes, all the big names.
But then again, we don't know. Maybe they're gonna debut themselves as choreographers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always that. That's going to be, you know, that we can wait for. And what's also really cool is once they get into the academy, that is when they meet Maddie. Maddie Ziegler from. Dance Moms. So how do you think that's going to be? And I know we've talked about it before. It's, you know, are these kids going to relate? Are they going to pay attention? Because I know when I was younger, even at this age right now, when someone my age is trying to tell me what to do, I'm like, what do you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, are these kids going to take that criticism? Are they going to take that feedback?
You know, I feel
or is
like,
it going to be...
I feel like the way they've been presenting us has been like... These kids are so nice and sweet and humble. And, like, I bet you they really are. But I think we're going to see the diva come out of some of them. I think we're going to see the attitude come out of some of them. I think we're going to see a lot of crying. Maybe some of these kids can't handle it. I don't know. But I think we're going to see a lot more emotion come through next week because I don't think some of them really know how hard this competition is. They're going to be dancing all day for I don't know how long until they get chosen on a team. And it's brutal. You know, it's not easy.
We're still up in the air because they said they're going to perform with their judges or with their mentors.
Right.
Okay, so.
Well, you mean once they pick their
top
one.
Yeah, once they pick their top one, they're going to perform. Now, during that time when they have the top five, let's say once they narrow it down to their top five, are they going to be performing with them as well so they can, so the judges can see how a child basically performs with an adult.
Here's another question for you. Do they have to pick, in their top five, do they have to pick a jazz, a tap, a ballroom, a break dancer? Can they choose five ballrooms if they think they're amazing? Or how is it going to work? What if 10 judges choose their top one and they're all contemporary? Like,
well, what we saw was almost kind of like the voice, okay? Because when she's, I believe it was Diana, they showed, and it was between Jonathan and I want to say Robert. And the spotlights were on them. So I think the kids have the chance to pick who they want their mentor to be. So I mean, they can go ahead and pick five ballroom dancers, but it's ultimately up to the child's decision.
Right.
Now, with that being said, is it only, like you said, or are they only supposed to be able to pick their category?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because
I'm sorry, if I was a mentor...
And you were a hip hopper. And I was a hip hopper.
And I think I saw Fiction, if I'm not mistaken. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But I would want a hip hop dancer mentoring me. Now, not saying that I wouldn't take any, you know, direction from any other dancer, because obviously I want to broaden my horizons and I want to be a jack of all trades.
Right.
So how do you think that's going to conflict?
I have no idea. I mean, I can't wait to see how it's all going to go down, because, I mean, there has to be some rule where there's 10 dancers and they're going to have a ballet, they're going to have a tap, a jazz, you know, a break dancer, a ballroom. Like, they're going to have a mix of something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the format is yet.
Well.
But I think in the top five, they're probably going to be told by Nigel, you've got to pick, like, one of each.
Okay.
I think that's what
makes
might
sense.
Happen.
So let's break down the two, actually all three episodes. Let's go ahead and break it down this way. Now, we've got our amazing dancers. So we've got tappers.
Okay.
Okay. We have Emma, who was in episode two. We have Lucas, who was in episode three. And then we have the tapper from the previous week. Which was the young girl who was Ava.
The one in the really sexy outfit?
No. Oh, yes.
Don't forget about her.
Oh, we can't forget about her. which was Emma. So now, let's say we have to pick out of those three tappers. Which one are we picking?
Oh, between Emma and the other, what was his name?
Emma, Ava, and Lucas.
Lucas
said something smart, too.
Yeah.
Boys, men. Take note. Girls love a man that can dance. And he even said it himself. He's the reason why we play the James Brown song.
It is.
So out of those three, who do you think is going to...
Okay, so I think he's great. Mm-hmm. I think Lucas is great. I think he might be a one-trick show. I think he's just tapper.
Okay.
I think Emma is everything. I think she's a performer. I think she was on point with her tap, but she looks like she can nail jazz and hip-hop if you needed to. Like, to me, she just looks like the perfect little package. So I'm going to go with Emma.
And I am going to agree with you on that.
And
I will say that because that little girl literally grew up dancing. Her mom was a dance teacher, and she was phenomenal. She had the speed, but she wasn't sloppy.
Right.
Which is something that you want to look for, especially when you're doing any dance.
She got all her hits, everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Whenever you do that, you want to make sure they're clean. So I think she does have it. She has the performance quality.
Yes.
She has the technique, and she has the discipline. So out of the tappers,
We're going to go with Emma.
I want to say... So, and it's really, it's crazy that we're already making these assumptions for the top 10 or, you know, because they're not even predictions, but we have to make assumptions. But even though I got some predictions that I already like, nope, they're going through their top 10. But it was only three episodes.
Right.
It was only three cities. L.A., Chicago, New York.
You know, I didn't realize it was going to be that quick. I thought we were going to do like 6 weeks of auditions.
I usually thought like the normal, either, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if maybe they're just testing it out. But it looks like they're coming back next year.
Yeah.
Because they kept telling them
about it.
Because
they
keep saying, well, we want to see you back next year. So when it comes to that, I think... They're just trying to see it, but hopefully next year we'll see them broaden the horizons and we'll have...
They kind of threw in, like, what if we had a juniors, you know?
They did?
Yeah. They were saying, you know, maybe you should come back for juniors, which I'm guessing might be 14 to 18.
Okay.
That could be
Would
cool.
make sense.
You know?
Would make sense.
Remember,
maybe 14 to 17, because we were talking about that.
We were
what
talking
about
the that kids? First episode. We were like, what about those people, the kids in between, the juniors, you know?
Right.
You know, under 18, but over 13, what do you do?
Well, I think that would be a great thing, because then everyone now has a chance to dance because, you know.
Kind of like the X Factor.
Exactly, the X Factor, they have it all.
Yeah.
So, let's go with my favorite. Let's talk about ballroom.
Okay.
Because I'm so sorry, but what I saw in these last two episodes made me forget anything I saw in ballroom of last week.
Did you love it?
Because... these kids were amazing, and my heart broke. I was literally crying when they did not put Liza through.
Yeah, she deserves to go through.
And I, you know, she was a great little performer. And sometimes they tell, they've put people.
Okay, but who do you think's better? Her, Valeria. They're kind of the same age. Valeria was, I think she was the Russian girl. She had
She
was sitting all proper. She was amazing.
Okay. That's not fair. That's not fair because what I'm saying is, not that she was maybe going to go through to the top 10, because out of the ballrooms, I think the top 10 are going to be Valeria. It'll be Valeria, Daniela, and...
wait, the girl that won the United States.
And her, too, which was... oh, my gosh, what was her name?
Oh, Ruby Castro, Ruby. United States Junior Champion in ballroom. Hello. She's amazing.
And I love, while they were watching it, they're like, oh, this is kind of awkward to watch.
Right.
Because I was thinking the same thing.
She did it solo.
She did it solo, and her dad was sitting on the side.
Or her coach. Was it the dad?
No, that was her dad.
Oh.
Who was a coach as well.
Oh, right, right. Exactly.
But I don't know. Even though she's a champion. Okay.
But when he got up, the performance was like.
It was much better because it was just something that had to be performed with someone.
And
lift. I don't think she's old enough or mature enough to put out that sexuality when it comes to doing a cha-cha like she was doing. But I'm telling you, Daniela, which is the little girl whose mom was a world champion, when she did those bachacatas, the steps back.
Yeah.
And she was everything amazing. She's going to give her a run for her money.
Yeah.
She's going to give her a run for her money. And
home
I have a
school from the champ.
Yes. So I have a feeling it's going to be between them two, as far as the girls go.
Her and Valeria or her and Ruby?
Her and Ruby.
Okay.
It's going to be Daniela and Ruby.
Champ.
Uh-huh. And not to exclude Valeria. I'm not excluding her at all. But I have a feeling what they're going to do to a lot of these kids that aren't contemporary is they're going to tell them they're still too young. Mm-hmm. They need to mature.
Right.
They need to grow into...
oh, but come on. They can't say that. They know they're kids.
Well, yeah, right? but some of them aren't even dancing like kids.
Yeah. That little tap dancer, Emma.
You know,
it was
I mean...
so sexy. I'm sorry.
Like, she...
I was like, whoa.
Yes.
What were you wearing?
I wish I looked like that in that outfit, but I don't. My pants would have to be up a little higher to, like, hold the jiggle in. So, I mean, they were just... these kids, like, I'm literally, when I say I'm speechless, I'm just like,
No, they're amazing. Seriously, I mean, there are some adults that aren't even as amazing as these dancers. So we are looking at the best of the best of some of the dancers in the United States. I mean,
well, Nigel said himself.
Yeah.
About, who was it? The tapper.
The tapper.
Yeah. He was.
Was it Tate?
Tate. No.
They said he was a really emotional. Oh, no, he was ballet.
Yes.
Oh, no, that was a girl. I'm sorry. Tate
was ballet.
Alberta, Canada. What up, Canada?
But they even said that, you know, they've told some of these kids, you're better than the adults.
Yeah.
That we've seen over the past years. So what is it that makes these kids just, I mean, because you hear them say, like, oh, you know, you have to go through so much and, you know, you have to experience life. So what is it that these kids have that obviously the adults couldn't? Is it just because that they're more...
maybe they just have that pure innocence of just, you know, I'm in it because I love it, not for the money, not for the competition, not to be on TV. Maybe it's just that innocence of like, oh my God, my first competition.
Do you think we're going to see their innocence go away with some of these dances?
Some of them, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think they're going to make them do sexy moves, and I don't know if that's, like, appropriate or not.
I was doing sexy moves at, like, the age of 5.
Were you?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. You know, my grandma was like, yay! I don't know if anyone knows, but Gloria Trevi was a singer, and my grandma would make me roll around on the floor, like, lip-singing her music.
Oh, my God. So, do you have any video of that? We can show you guys.
We probably do somewhere. But I was, like, rolling around in, like, newspaper like she was in her music video.
That's so funny.
But anyways... so what I want to do now is I just want to talk about all their performances as best as we can so the public understands what we're seeing. So JT was at the Chicago auditions. He was episode 2. Adorable little, you know, jazz dancer, bow tie. I'm going to be honest. God, I'm telling you, people are going to hate me. He didn't have to go through.
No.
He didn't wow me. He was adorable. He was cute. He was little. Mm-hmm. But I think that spot or that slot could have been given to somebody else. And which it kind of worries me. Like, are they putting them through because they have talent? Some of them, or are they putting them through because, oh my God, you're so cute and I can't say no?
I think it's a
no.
combination of both. Yeah. I think, you know, they know the public's going to be like, oh, he's so cute. Let's just put him through. Look, they're going to get cut 50 right off the bat. So they need to fill those spots.
That's true. Well, that's true. But
I mean, they can't put horrible dancers through, obviously. They have to be able to pick up choreography. So,
well, obviously.
I mean, he wasn't.
So, and that's something that I haven't seen. Well, usually we see it a lot sooner, but I wonder if these kids could pick up choreography. Because all I've seen now as far as those that can pick up choreography are the ballroom dancers. And then we had Magic Mike, which was Jake and Arger that,
oh my God, that
performed
was so cool.
in episode three.
Why did they perform together? The hip hoppers you're talking about.
Yeah, they were hip hoppers and they said they just wanted to do like a Magic Mike theme.
Oh, okay.
So they did that and, you know, they were together, but
they both went through.
They both went through, yes, because one, which was kind of cool because they almost put them through because one picked up what the other one didn't. Yeah. So one had what the other one was lacking.
I think they're going to have trouble with choreography, those two guys.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I thought they were going to do well with choreography because they were both in sync and they were barely off time. But then again, they were dancing hip hop.
Yeah,
and
I
not
feel like they're
else.
Just feeling that. Like they're just really hard hitting dancers. Like I don't see them doing contemporary or ballroom and like nailing it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they do amazing. But
no,
I don't
agree
know.
With you on that.
And they're not dancing together, you know, like with a partner.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be
and
different
now
for them.
Well, I'm assuming for the ballroom and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, we're,
dance with their partner.
We're assuming that they're going to partner these kids up and, you know, that's how they're going to take them off. But from what I saw, it looked like it was just solo performances.
A lot.
So I don't know if it's just we're teaching you choreography, everyone's performing the same dance, and we're taking the best one from there. That could be another way to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought what was really beautiful in episode two was Tia, who was a ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally came from a family of dancers. Her parents, her grandparents, and her great-grandparents. And she was on point, and she was only 12.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, when I see these kids that are 12 years old and they're on point, I'm like,
I started with ballet and then I dropped out. It's that hard.
So did I. I was a chubby kid, so I knew getting on my ankles was just a no-go for me. And sorry, Mom.
I have the pictures still. That's about it.
So what I did like about that one was that there happened to be a the principal dancer from the Jeffrey Ballet was in the audience. So Nigel went ahead and sat down on the couch with the mom and let him critique her, which was nice because I don't think anyone up there has like the ballet experience, like like that kind of ballet experience. But what I did like is he did tell her, he's like, watch out on your right foot. You have this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you're great. You're good to go. I still have yet to see that good constructive criticism.
Maybe they're trying to only give it to the dancers they know are super strong and who understand that kind of critique. Because you're right. They're not really given any.
Yeah.
It's more like, oh, you know, come back next year. And it's like, what is that? They're not going to learn if you don't give them something. Right?
Well, I think what you said is true, that they're giving it to the ones that they think can handle it. But then again, we don't know how things work behind the scenes and all that. So that people
don't hate
me.
I think it's going to get harder next week with the judges.
Yeah, because I think
they're going to have to be.
They have to because now it's they're picking, you know, what's going to represent them.
Exactly. And they want to win. Right? Well, the mentors want to win. So they want to pick the best.
So they want to win. They want to have that title under their name. But then there was also the ballroom dancer in the same episode in Chicago. Her name was Leanna, the one that had the 40-year-old instructor as her partner. And that girl held her own. I thought she did great. She did a jive. She was on point. She was just, she was focused. She had the fast legs, the snaps. They were going back. I thought she was great. And what I liked is that she performed with an adult.
Right.
So just in,
different.
So it showed that she can hold her own next to an adult.
But do you even think that's, like, appropriate? Not appropriate, like, sexually, but I mean, like, how are you going to be compared to your peers when you're like a 9-year-old dancing with a 40-year-old? I mean, you should be dancing with someone within your age range, don't you think?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no, because it was a jive. There was nothing crazy about it, but that just goes to show you the caliber that she's at.
That's true.
You know, or shows the caliber that he's at. But regardless, it looked really good. She was a great performer. She was absolutely adorable. You know, they put her through like everyone else. So, now what was so sad was the little girl, the 8-year-old, who was Amzie. She said her name very muffled and you couldn't really understand. Who was just adorable. The 8-year-old jazz dancer.
Bow?
Yes, with the bow.
Which, who said she can do everything.
She's like, I do everything, but today I'm doing jazz. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this little girl is sassy.
And she doesn't dance with boys.
No, she doesn't. No boys.
No boys.
She wants to be a soloist, professional dancer.
The look on her face, though, when they said, do you dance with boys? She was like, did you just say no?
No. She looked like that little girl when they told her that she was going to Disneyland, and she was like, that's what she looked like. She had that Chloe face going.
Oh, she was so cute.
But
she was great.
And they told her no, and I think was a smart move. Because when I saw her perform, I was like, she's too cutesy. She's too cheeky. She's not at that caliber yet. She doesn't have that maturity level
too young.
Yet. So what I'm saying is that if they could have said no to the cutie patootie.
Right.
You know, there's a lot more that they could have said no to.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. And I feel horrible for saying it, but I was told no so many times. It's like,
but it's crazy because they're letting apparently 100 through. We haven't even seen that many, never mind the ones that don't even make it to television. I mean, like, how many did they audition? And how come we're not seeing all 100 of them?
Well, of course we can't see all 100 of them.
No,
but I would assume that it's something that has to be at the same caliber, or they're just doing it for, you know.
Or they're really profiling the ones that are going to be pushed through, I think, maybe. I don't know.
They usually do, but then sometimes they don't.
Because they don't want you to pick up on it. Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, when it comes to kids, you have to be very careful what you say, how you do it. But I think it's going to be quite surprising. I think it's going to be quite surprising. So that was all of episode 2. Those were my highlights. Those were what we thought stood out the most. So tonight's episode, obviously, we love Rudy.
Yes.
She was the ballroom dancer. The dad, when he did the routine with her, she even busted out those flips. And
what caught my eye. I was like, girl, you should have got up there with him in the first place.
Exactly.
Because you can't showcase your little tricks. And you need to impress the judges.
Well, but then sometimes in ballroom, you don't want to showcase that all you are is a trick pony.
True.
You want to show that you have the technique and you can dance. And then, you know, she went up and she's like, well, currently I'm the U.S. junior champion. And I would have been like, okay.
So when
when she said that, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be blown away, even though she's by herself. And I was like, I'm a little let down.
Right.
And
exactly. Even
Nigel was like, you were doing the choreography. You get up here and you do it with
her. Oh, my God, his face during her performance, I was dying. I felt like he needed to be up there with her.
So I thought that was a really smart move on Nigel's part because it just made everything that much better.
It did. It did. It pushed her through.
Exactly. And you really saw how she does a partnership. And you have to see that because when you're a professional dancer, regardless of whatever style, you're going to be set up with a partnership.
Right.
And sometimes you might have someone taller, someone shorter, someone bigger, someone smaller, someone older, someone younger. So I thought that was great. Tate.
Oh, Tate. I like Tate.
Tate.
Amazing.
Team Tate. Hashtag Team Tate.
What's up?
Hashtag Team all these kids because, my gosh, they just have this talent that I'm not lying, that I wish I had.
This girl is so disciplined, okay? First of all, she's from Alberta, Canada, and I'm from Canada, so what's up? Shout out. But so they said something like she dances ballet 9 to 12, then she does her academics,
from 12 to 5, and then from 6 to 9 is all
contemporary
other forms
jazz.
Of dance.
Just like, she's just a monster.
She is, and
she's going to kill it.
You know, and that's... And I think it's really good that they showcase that she
I
is
do
doing
too.
What she loves, but she's getting her education.
Absolutely.
Because
she is fitting it in.
Yes, exactly. And that's what those school for the arts are. And I think a lot of people don't give them the recognition that they should.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, just because you're a performer doesn't mean you don't need an education. So, and she's getting it done. She's
and
in the
she
top
was a
10.
Really emotional dancer. Like, I think Paula was in. Yeah, you cried, and Paula was tearing up. Like, Paula, I think she's going to be a strong forefront.
Paula said that she was literally a gift from God.
Yeah. We got to keep our eye on
so
Tate.
So, I definitely. No. Don't
Tate's
even
in.
Keep
Tate's in.
Tate's in. Tate's in. And if
Tate's
she's not.
Be in.
If she's not, I am writing a letter to Fox, and I'm going to be like, we need to talk. Like, we need to talk.
You got to see how she goes with her academy, you know?
That's very
sometimes
true.
Sometimes the amazing professionals, you get nervous. And the
true,
shuffle.
But then also sometimes they're a one-trick pony. But she has...
She's not.
No. She has everything else under her belt.
Yeah.
So...
She's going to nail it.
I think she's definitely a shoo-in for the top 10.
I think so. I hope so.
And then...
And she was humble and sweet. And
she was very humble and sweet. Yeah. She wasn't a little brat.
Right.
So, not saying the kids are brats. Sometimes they are, because I was a bratty kid sometimes.
You but, still are. I'm kidding.
I'm a bratty adult now. Kai.
Oh, the my break God. Dancer. Kai, he was amazing.
He was the break dancer.
Yeah. They hardly showed any breakers. Why?
Maybe they just weren't that good.
Or they didn't have enough.
Because they did little snippets, and we saw, and we were just like, whoa.
Like he was great.
I don't even know. I wish I knew the girl's name. Was the little girl that had the choker and the flannel on?
Yeah, and whipping her hair around
she
and stuff.
She was killing it.
Yeah, they just, like, showed a little snippet
of her. She was killing
her.
It, and then they teased it in the in the commercial, and I was like, oh, yes, she's coming back, and I get to see the whole performance.
Nope.
I got
What's
to
up
see
with
nothing.
That? Why?
But I thought he was good, and I liked how Nigel brought
his crew members
up there with him. And it was nice because he blended in.
Yeah.
He blended in. He held his own.
Do you think he's going to have trouble with choreography? Come on. Be honest.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a little trouble.
I think he's going to have trouble.
He might nail hip hop. I don't know about ballroom and jazz.
He might be able to hit the jazz because you can.
Maybe.
Hopefully,
yeah.
If he gets lucky, he might get like a jazz funk. So he can get a little, you know, not so
But can
so
you see
technical.
Him doing like a bachata? Or a double pirouette? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
He's up against some, like,
He's up against a lot. And the thing is, not excluding a young hip-hop dancer, but when they get into it at that age and they're young, they're also working off of just their strength.
Yeah.
And they don't know what technique is. Obviously, they have their own specific technique.
Right.
They have a technique that they need to have, but at the same time...
You know what, though? He's an underdog, you know? Like, you never know. Maybe he will shine in choreography, and I will be like, oh, my God, Kai. You know what I mean?
Who knows? You know what? That could be very true. Very true. But as history has shown, sometimes, not all the time, because we all know we've got Twitch, we've got fiction, we've got...
Exactly.
You know, oh, God, I can't believe I forgot my favorite one's name, but it'll come back. you know, we've seen that some of them do prevail. And some of them crash and burn. But that's anyone. That's anyone and everyone.
That's right.
Now let's get to our favorite boy, which was Dougie.
Oh, Dougie. He was so cute.
He was adorable. He was 11 years old. He did jazz.
Yeah.
And he said he had performed for Kinky Boots on Broadway.
Yes.
And he was a natural performer. And I said he was going to shine. He was going to sparkle.
Yep.
I agree with Jason and Nigel.
What?
That I saw more club dance than I did technical dance.
But you want to know something? I was moving in my chair. Like, that guy makes me feel happy.
He did.
Just brings it.
He did. But maybe I'm just watching it too much from
like
a dancer
technical,
standpoint.
From a technical point. Okay.
Because when I do watch it, as much as I love to see someone perform,
right.
I remember one time when I was told that was a great performance. Your feet were garbage.
Okay.
When I was told that, I wanted to, like, crawl into a hole and die. Hmm. And I think having a performance quality is great, and you can get away with a lot. But there's always those people in the audience that are watching you as the whole package. And they really, even though these are kids, you need to start putting them in for the full package. We can't, and even as adults, we have to start putting them through as the full package. Because it's not the first season anymore.
He might bring a Doug, little Dougie. I don't know.
I don't know. I just didn't see. I just saw him as
a great. He had so much funk and soul.
He did have funk. He did have soul. Yeah. But I do not see him. I see if you put him doing jazz.
Right.
And one of the girls that was trained and has the performance quality and the technique. Who are you going to enjoy more?
I don't know yet.
See, now you're just playing devil's advocate here. You're just trying to make me look bad.
No. Well, I mean, he was on Broadway. He's got skills. You know, he's not.
Not everyone on Broadway has skills.
No. Well, he's not just like some guy who just came out of the woodwork and was I want to be a jazz dancer.
I agree with that.
He's got technicality.
But he has some technique. Yeah. Now, I don't know if some of these kids are going through to the academy just so they can get better.
They're all going to the academy from what I gather, right?
They all go to the academy. But I have a feeling for some of them, it's just, I think what the judges are also doing is they're trying to weed out the kids who are in it for the love of it and who are in it just to do it because it's cool or because they were forced to do it or they just don't have the passion for it.
I don't know.
I have a feeling that is the point of the academy.
No. Well, don't you think the academy is going to be the top 100 trying to get to the top 5?
Well, of course, because the top 100 trying to get into the top 10. But what I'm saying is the motive in putting some of the kids through
to the academy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is to show them how hard it is going to be. And are these kids still going to want to do it afterwards?
I think some might even bail, right?
So what I'm saying is what I think the judges are trying to do is they're trying to give these kids guidance and help that older contestants
how come they're not doing what they usually do in the past season, which is the people that don't go straight through to Vegas, they have them stay back and do choreography for the judges once again the same day as the audition. They didn't do
that. That's what I wish I would have seen.
Because then you're weeding out a whole bunch already.
Exactly. But I think what it is too is that there was much, much more turnout for the older adults and, you know, for the adults and, you know, the young teens than there were for the kids.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, or maybe they figured that was way too hard for them.
Right.
Or they wanted to show it since it's a kid. They're going to school. They're going to the academy. They're doing this. They're doing that.
We'll so give they you like a full few days to try and get in.
Exactly. And I feel that's what it has to. A lot of these kids have been dancing for maybe 2 or 3 years. Some of them for, you know, 4 years and on. So some of them still don't have the capacity to pick up choreography as quick as those who would do the choreography round.
Right.
Like,
so
that's go probably straight what they're to choreography.
Doing. They're probably, that's what they're probably going to do. They're going to give them not just like one day. It's probably going to be like 3-4 days of choreography.
It's a week.
Oh, it's a whole
week.
So
it's a week, and that's when they take their top five to their top one.
That's going to be really quick, I feel like.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is they're just going to, kind of like Vegas, they're going to watch them every day. One day's going to be contemporary.
And then when it's top 10, does it go to the studio?
Yes. Then they perform at the studio.
Got it.
So obviously next week we're going to, you know, see how everything's going to work and how we as the public are going to be brought into it.
Right.
So with that being said, how about we get into predicting the top 10?
Oh, boy. I've got only a few in my head that I'm loving.
All right, well, let's hear it.
I'm loving Olivia. I'm loving Tate. I'm loving Emma. I'm going to give Kai a chance because I think we need a breakdancer in our top 10. Like, hello, right? What did I just do? Did I just name four?
Four.
Oh, man. You fill in the next six.
All right. I think we're going to see Emma as the tapper. And if I want to be very, very confident, I'm going to call it that Emma is going to go to Gabby.
Oh.
Who was the tap dancer.
Okay.
I have a feeling that Gabby has probably like zeroed in on her and she wants her. I could be totally wrong, but I just have a gut feeling about this. As far as the boys, I know that there's some that we haven't seen. And there was some contemporary boys that they just showed snippets of. Okay. And that was last week and the first week.
Right.
And all I heard were comments like, you're a mini Travis Wall. You are a force to be reckoned with. So I have a feeling like maybe two of those boys from the contemporary that was just a little snippet,
yeah,
we're going to see some of them. Ballroom, I see Joshua, which was the 12-year-old. I see him, and I do not discount or forget Lev.
Oh, from last week. Lev is amazing.
Lev was amazing. I thought he was absolutely adorable. He was very sharp in his movement. So I see those as far as some of the boys going through. I have a feeling they might take Lucas.
You think?
Into the top 10.
What and about they, Ruby?
Come on. Ruby's a shoo-in, and if she's not in it, we're going to have a problem. Same with Daniela.
Okay.
What I see is this, I have a feeling that this is going to be a very ballroom-charged season.
So I think so, too. Do you think it has to do with Dancing with the Stars? That it's just so popular that, like, they really need to showcase it?
No, but I think what it is that a lot of parents do put their children into ballroom because a lot of moms do want their kids to know how to dance a waltz.
My parents did not do that. I was straight up like ballet, tap, hip hop, and jazz. That was it.
I did ballet, tap, and jazz, and then I did cheer, and then I did ballroom. But when I did ballroom, I was already 18 or 19.
Yeah, I did that later.
Yeah, and the amount of kids that I saw was a lot.
Wow.
And it was a lot because you want your kids to have that foundation.
Yeah.
So you want them to be able to go somewhere. And I'm telling you, it is the sweetest thing when a boy that was 12 years old came up to me and said, would you care to dance a waltz?
That's so
my
cute.
Heart melted. So I think that's a reason why we're seeing a lot of the ballroom for the kids instead of the...
I went salsa dancing Friday night at La Descarga, if you're in L.A.
La Descarga.
Have you been there? Of course you've been there.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I have not been there
yet.
Well,
we need to go, girl.
Yes, I know. Actually, it's La Floridita on Mondays. It's salsa night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll go with you on Mondays.
So, in case anyone wants to meet us there, we'll be there. But what I did only see was one ballroom dancer so far.
Right.
And that was Jenna. So, okay. I don't know... What's funny is that how much ballroom we're seeing and the only ballroom dancer we saw on the panel I thought was a little strange. So I think we're at like...
Well, you threw Ruby in there. I'm thinking, are we at 10, guys?
We're about at 8. But like I'm saying, there's kids that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
There's snippets that we've only seen, you know, bits and pieces of.
Even that really handsome young boy.
Oh my gosh, yes. And he was a break dancer.
Like... I want him in. He looked amazing.
He looked good. He got a ticket straight through.
Yeah.
So
I have no idea.
I wouldn't put it past him.
So let's leave our last two for like an unknown.
Okay. So our last two are going to be unknown because we don't know what next week is going to bring. But with that being said, it is the end of our show. And if you guys want to see what I do in my daily life, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Yvette_Michelle714. If you want to talk all things sports, it's Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter. Where can we find you, my love?
And if you want to talk to me, chat me up, or, you know, give me a comment about tonight's episode, you can find me at Sherry Nadal on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And again, our heart and condolences to Orlando, friends and family. Our hearts go out to everybody.
Yes. All right, guys, and that'll do it for this week's After Buzz, After Show of So You Think You Can Dance. Tune in next Monday, and we'll see how this first day of the Academy goes.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. See
I
you guys
so
back
excited.
Next Monday, 8 p.m. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.